In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. Tonight we will continue our program of approaches, and today we will discuss the meanings of salvation. You know, there are many meanings of salvation. The word salvation or rescue, when God saves somebody, it means many meanings. The first one, it means salvation or saving from a problem or tribulation, like when the Lord saved his disciples out of the waves of the sea when they were going to drown. So this kind of miracle, it was kind of salvation. Another meaning, when the Lord saved us from an enemy. The enemy could be some army of the pagans, as happened many times in the Old Testament when the people of God were attacked by people of evil power and God saved them. Another meaning of salvation in the Bible is to be saved from crisis, like illness or being sick. And most of the miracles in the New Testament were kind of salvation in this meaning, how the Lord saved the sick people and healed them. Another meaning of salvation is the forgiveness. The forgiveness is one of the meaning of salvation, that the Lord forgive our sins, and also he deletes the sin, so one will overcome the guilt feeling, and this kind of rescue is one of the meaning of salvation. When the Lord forgave Saint Peter, he felt happy, he felt saved from his sin by his forgiveness. Another meaning of salvation is the Lord save us from the death, the physical death. Like, you know, when the Lord raised Lazarus from the dead, it was kind of salvation. He saved him out of death. But you know, in our doctrine, Orthodox doctrine, usually we mean by salvation is the salvation from the eternal death. It includes all the meaning we said, but moreover, the salvation out of eternal perishing. It was said in the Old Testament, "You are my witness, said the Lord, and my servant whom I have chosen, that you may know and believe me and understand that I am he. Before me there was no God formed, nor shall there be after me. I am the Lord, and beside me there is no Savior." So, being the Savior, it means that he is saving us out of all negatives, all problems, or sickness, or corruption, physical death, and lastly, the eternal death. Also, the Lord said, "I am the bread of life. He who comes to me shall never hunger, and he who believes in me shall never thirst." So this kind of helping the people to overcome hunger and thirsty, so this is kind of salvation. Also, the Lord said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." So all of these kinds of salvation. We need to put some rules for the idea of salvation. The first rule, rule number one, is the eternal salvation is God's aim. Whatever happening around aims at our salvation, and we mean by salvation the eternal one, to be saved out of this corruption and overcome death and going to our eternity, the kingdom of heaven. So this is the aim of God. Everything happening around is for this goal. It was said in the Bible, "Who desires all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth?" So this is the desire of the Lord, to save everybody and to come to know him to be saved. And you know, for this goal, God may make many, may permit some problems to happen and may help us to overcome many problems and leave some other problems, but all these plans for our eternal salvation. Also said in St. Peter's letter, the Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some count slackness, but is long-suffering toward us, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. So in order to help people to come to repent, to repentance, he will allow many to go into tribulations and to suffer for some time, to be attacked by many, to feel pain sometimes. So this comes through his plan to overcome the eternal death. Also, you know, in the first book in the New Testament, the book of Matthew, in the first chapter in the New Testament, it was said, "She will bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." The name Jesus means he will save his people. So this is the name of the Lord and also the goal of the Lord. Another rule, rule number two, that God is able of saving me now if it does not contradict with the eternal salvation. God can help me to overcome whatever negative in my life. He can save me now from any problem or sickness or bad people, but he focuses more on the eternal salvation. So if it does not contradict his plan, he will save me, surely. But if it is not, he will leave the problem for some time for the sake of my eternity. So this is the rule number two. We said that there are many meanings of salvation, but the most important one is to be saved from eternal death. And in order to get this, we can suffer for some time. We may spend some time suffering. It was said in the book of Ecclesiastes, "He has made everything beautiful in its time. Also, he has put eternity in their hearts, except that no one can find out the work that God does from beginning to end." So God is doing everything good in its time. So saving people in its time is the best, but leaving people to suffer for some time may be also the best in its time. So in order to get this eternal salvation, we need to go up and down in some time of pain and other time of relief in the plan of the Lord. Except that no one can find out the work that God does from beginning to end. Also, it was written by St. Paul, "For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, is working for us a far more exceeding an eternal weight of glory." It's a moment of suffering, but eternity and for glory. So for this short period of pain, to allow the longer period of relief. "While we do not look at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporary, but the things which are not seen are eternal." So this is rule number two, that for eternity we may suffer some time, we may go into problems. God may not listen to our prayers as we thought because of our eternal salvation. So there are many other rules of salvation. We will see it next time. Glory to God. Amen.